Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you remember how Stephen, the first Christian martyr, described the Jewish leaders of his day? "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised of heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them who showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now been the betrayers and murderers." Acts 7:52 and 53. Paul does not use the term stiff-necked of the Jews, but the following verses describe that condition. "But after your hardness and impenitent heart, you treasure up unto yourself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." Romans 2:5. "But to Israel," he says, "all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and contrary people." Romans 10:21. Moses uses the term stiff-necked of the Israelites 6 times, 4 times in Exodus and 2 times in Deuteronomy. I shall read only the passages from Deuteronomy. "Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Furthermore, the Lord spoke unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people." Deuteronomy 9, 6, and 13. The term stiff-necked means stubborn, obstinate, or hard-hearted. The Greek word translated stiff-necked in Stephen's speech literally means hard-necked. It is the kind of attitude that always resists the Holy Spirit's word. A stiff-necked person can hear the gospel and even admit it is probably true, but is self-willed and wants to follow his own desires and appetites. Moses and the other great prophets of the Old Testament often criticized God's people for their failure to listen to the words of God. Prior to the Babylonian exile, God instructed the prophet Jeremiah to say to the Israelites, "Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in that day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ears, but walked every one after the imagination of their evil hearts. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not do them." Jeremiah 11:6 through 8. There are many other examples of this attitude in the Old Testament. Our Lord encountered the same attitude in His day. Matthew 23 is unquestionably the severest criticism of anyone in the gospel records. Jesus called the scribes and Pharisees hypocrites, fools, and blind, but then concludes with this tender appeal. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone them who are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you would not." Matthew 23:15, 19, and 37. Incidentally, the hardening of the human heart is man's choice. If God hardens our hearts, we cannot be held accountable. The author of Hebrews makes it plain that we choose to harden our own hearts. He pleads with his hearers, "Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:7, 8, and 12. If you know what God requires of you to become a Christian, how can you fail to do what God commands? Paul wrote concerning the people of his day, "They have not all obeyed the gospel." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.